Welcome to our service for the fifth Sunday after Trinity. We continue our Old Testament studies in the book of the prophet Zechariah. The reading, as is so often the case, is one made famous by the combination of the composer George Friedrich Handel and his librettist Charles Jennens. Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. The words to our first hymn, by another famous lyricist, the repentant slave trader and ardent abolitionist John Newton, are a song of praise to that same holy city. Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion, city of our God. A time of penitence. Father, you come to meet us when we return to you. Lord, have mercy. Jesus, you died on the cross for our sins. Christ, have mercy. Holy Spirit, you convince us of sin and righteousness. Lord, have mercy. Let us confess our sins to Almighty God. Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have done what we ought not to have done, and have failed to do what we ought to have done. We are sorry and truly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and lead us in his way to walk as children of light. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect for the fifth Sunday after Trinity. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of the Church is governed and sanctified, hear our prayer which we offer for all your faithful people, that in their vocation and ministry they may serve you in holiness and truth to the glory of your name. Through our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen.
Darlleniad o Lyfr Sacharia. Brenin i Seion. Llawenhan fawr ferch Seion, blwyddian uchel ferch Jerusalem. Weled y frenin yn dod atat a buddigoliaeth a gwaredigaeth yn ostyngedig ac yn marchogaeth ar asyn a'r ebol llwdnasyn. Tyr ymaeth y cerbyd o Ephraim a'r meirch o Jerusalem a thori'r ymaeth y bwa rhyfel. Bydd yn siarad heddwch ar y cenhedloedd, bydd ei lywodraeth o fôr i fôr ac o afon i'w ffretes hyd derfynau'r ddear. Amdana ti oherwydd gwaed y cyfamod rhyngom, gollyngaf dy garcharorion yn rhydd o'r pydew ddi-dŵr. Dychwelwch eich amddiffynfa chi garcharorion hyderus, heddiw yr wyf yn cyhoeddi i chi adferiad dau ddyblyg. Dyma air yr arglwydd.
Today's psalm is Psalm 145. Verses 8 to 15. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his compassion is over all that he has made. All your works shall give you thanks, O Lord, and all your faithful ones shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power, to make known to all people your mighty deeds and the glorious splendour of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and gracious in all his deeds. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, O Lord, and you give them their food in due season. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever, world without end. Amen. May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. We've moved on in our Old Testament history and on towards the end of the Old Testament as we look at the book of the prophet Zechariah. We're now into what Jewish history calls the Book of the Twelve, 12 minor prophets, of whom Zechariah is the 11th. Only the Book of Malachi comes after Zechariah in the Jewish scriptures. It's much less certain, though, when we should date the book of Zechariah, or indeed whether all parts of it were written at the same date. What has come to be important about it is not so much the reception of Zechariah's prophecy at the time when it was given, as its fulfilment in the coming of Christ, especially the manner of Jesus' final entry into Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you, triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. There is no reason to doubt that this passage is pure prophecy. That's to say, Zechariah is not describing an entry into Jerusalem by some royal personage of his own time. In truth, there is no such historical figure after Solomon, no one who will unite the two divided kingdoms of David, Israel, which is here called Ephraim, the northern kingdom, and Judah, the southern kingdom. The picture we see is drawn somehow from the prophet's imagination or revelation. It is apocalyptic as such. And just as it's not a picture of something that's already happened, Neither is it a picture of an event that can be realistically predicted. From the exile onwards, any power there might be in Jerusalem is contingent on power somewhere else, Egypt, Babylon, Macedonia, or eventually Rome. Nonetheless, the prophets prophesies the coming of the Messiah to the holy city of Jerusalem. What is important in this prophecy is the quality of the messiahship which Jesus will offer. You wouldn't necessarily have looked at the life and teaching of Jesus of Nazareth and thought that he was an especially peaceable figure. Indeed, we heard Jesus himself say in the gospel reading last week that he came to bring not peace but a sword. And of course we know that his teaching was indeed violently received by those who had power in Israel, both Jews and Romans. But we see, for example, in the Beatitudes, that Jesus brought his good news of God's forgiveness and love, above all, to the poor, the humble, the meek, to those who mourn. It would be peacemakers who would be called children of God. It is such a Messiah that Zechariah prophesies, a Messiah who is himself humble and whose victory will consist in an end to violence. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. As I write this address, the Holy Land of Palestine is torn apart once more by violence. Israel is pursuing an attack against Palestinian militants in a refugee camp in the West Bank. It's reported that there are 3 children amongst the dead there. Meanwhile, probably in retaliation in Tel Aviv, a car ram and stabbing attack has left 7 people seriously injured. Its apparent perpetrator himself killed by Israeli security forces. I wouldn't pretend to be able to apportion blame on either side. And somehow, we are in any case a long way past that point. No sensible person claims that the right is all on one side in this dispute or on the other. And no sensible person claims that there can be a solution in which one side is victorious over the other. If there is any solution at all, it'll have to be one in which Israelis and Palestinians learn to live together in peace and in some kind of equality, probably as 2 nations sharing the same territory, what is called the two-state solution. But even the most optimistic of commentators appears to have given up the belief that the two-state solution can happen, essentially because not enough people on each side want it. There are some green shoots of hope among the young people from both communities who are, not surprisingly, tired of having their lives ruined by the perpetual threat of violence. But there is nothing yet that amounts to a realistic prospect of peace. Zechariah speaks, finally in this passage, of prisoners in a waterless pit. Again, it is by no means clear to whom he might be referring in his own time, if indeed he is referring to anyone real at all. It may be just a poetic trope, one learned from the Babylonian captivity of the people of Judah, exiles in a foreign land. But it could be any of us who finds ourselves enfeebled by the loss of hope. In whatever time Zechariah is writing, it would appear that there can have been no realistic hope of the restoration of the kingdom of David, just as there seems to be no realistic hope of peace in Israel-Palestine today. And what Zechariah somehow is showing us is that that is the time when you need hope the most, because you can't live without hope. You might as well give up. God might as well have given up on our sinful humanity, with our capacity to make conflicts out of nothing and perpetuate them forever, but he didn't. Instead, he sent his son, humble in heart, riding on a donkey, straight into the heart of the conflict in Jerusalem, knowing the fate that would befall him, sent him on behalf of us all, so that we too could hope against hope, so that we too could be changed from prisoners in the waterless pit of despair into prisoners with hope. Our hope is in the Christ whom Zechariah prophesied, a light which shines in the darkness of our sinful, blinded hearts, but a light which no darkness can ever quench. Amen. For our prayers. As we have done several times in recent weeks, we use prayers written from the Celtic tradition by David Adam. But we begin with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. En tad yr hynwyd yn y nefoedd, sancteiddiad y enw, deled y dernas gwneled y wychlis, megis yn y nef ddechlu ar y ddear hefyd. Dyron ni heddiw en bar o beinyddiol, y maddau ni ein dyledion fel y maddewn ni yna ein dyledwyr, ac nac arwan ni y broddedigaeth eith y gwared ni rhag drwg, can ei sydd o ti o'r dernas a'r gallu a'r gogoniant, yn oes oesoedd. Amen. Almighty God, keep us strong in the faith, direct us in all our doings, and give us your help, that we may proclaim the glory of your kingdom, share your peace with those we meet, and continue to rejoice in your saving power. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord of all creation, guide us as we strive to serve you. Give us joy in our work and hope for a good outcome. We pray for all who work as labourers in your harvest. May they draw others to you rather than themselves. Give them grace to speak out against wrong and to support what is right and good. Give all who work in mission and ministry the gift of discernment. Let your kingdom come in us. We give you thanks for the wealth and plenty of the world. We pray that none may hunger or be deprived, that the produce and goods of the world might be shared with justice. We remember those places where crops have failed, where people have been driven out of their homeland. Let your kingdom come in us. We give you thanks for all that you've given to us. Teach us to be generous and to share with others. Let us never tire of doing good works. We pray for our places of work, the places where we find our fulfillment. And we remember all those who are unemployed and have to live without wages. Lord of all creation, let your kingdom come in us. We pray for those who have never been able to work because of illness or handicap, those who have lost the ability to work now. We remember all who suffer from any kind of scarring or disfiguring, those who suffer from leprosy and other diseases, those who are restricted in their movements and abilities. We remember those who have suffered from rejection or abuse. And amongst our own friends and loved ones, we remember especially any who are in particular need. Lord of all creation, let your kingdom come in us. We pray for all who mourn, all who are bereaved, all who are grieving. We remember especially any left alone who find it hard to cope. We ask your blessing on our loved ones who are renewed in your kingdom. Lord of all creation, let your kingdom come in us. Amen.
Sefyll hwn am artoedd wrth wychtelwm o'n hoch fryd, er mae'r rhan yr oen adnabod a'i fod i'ch law gwrth ar byd. Hen chi'ch fore, caf a'i wered fel y mal, a caf a'i wered fel y mal.
May the love of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you, this day and always. Amen.